Time now for this week's Goofy Award. Now, there's no shortage of things to talk about in any given week, but I am not going to talk, for example, come on, he tried to set me up. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to talk about the Prime Minister's gaffe when he was caught on camera talking about President Trump. It made, come on, it made headlines around the Western world, all the wrong reasons, but I'm not going to go there. Instead, I'm going to focus on two stories. And this first one is too heinous for me to talk about it as a goofy. I didn't want to talk about China again this week because obviously lots of Canadians don't care about the world's biggest human rights abuser. Gosh, I wish they would, though. That's one of those, before you pay attention, it's going to be too late. But this story, which is courtesy of the English China Daily and the Epoch Times, I think it's going to make it difficult for even the most ardent apologists to ignore. Truly shocking. They reported on December 1st in Guangzhou City. At 9:30 a.m., a road suddenly collapsed due to a massive sinkhole that in the end they measured at, think about this, 38 meters deep. Well, in the process, a street cleaning truck driven by a 51-year-old male, his 26-year-old son, plus another person riding a scooter were plunged into the huge sinkhole. This is the absolutely shocking part. The official response was not to rescue the three victims. Instead, within 3 hours, they'd filled in the hole with mud and concrete, despite the pleading of the 26-year-old's wife, for example, and other community members. As reported, the wife said in quotes, they did not take any measures to rescue the victims and started filling the sinkhole area with mud concrete shortly after 12 noon. Our last hope was wiped out, end of quote. Hey, that's who we're dealing with in China. That's a totalitarian government. They're holding two Canadians hostage right now. No legal representation, incommunicado, sentenced to death. December 10th, that's Tuesday, is a one-year anniversary of the detention of Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor. We have to remember them. Second story really is a goofy. And I don't know why the mainstream media wants to give Donald Trump more ammunition for his claims of fake news, but they just did this past week. Newsweek's Jessica Kwong wrote a story entitled, in quotes, "How is Trump spending Thanksgiving? Tweeting, golfing, and more." Then it goes on to state in the article that President Trump, in quotes, has been spending his Thanksgiving holiday at Mar-a-Lago Resort in Palm Beach, Florida. And the idea was he was golfing, tweeting, and more. Here's the problem. President Trump was in Afghanistan with U.S. troops. What was incredible is that there's tons of response on Twitter and other social media going, what the heck are you doing? So finally, in response, it wasn't immediate. They changed the article. And they actually then ended up firing Ms. Kwong. I think that was the right thing to do because that agenda is too strong. I mean, that's just, it was purposely misleading. And so easily disproved. That's what's the incredible part. But again, giving so much ammunition is the right word. So much ammunition to the president's claims of a fake media, or certainly a bias. His supporters say the media is biased. Well, they'll just point to that kind of a story. I mean, completely goofy, especially, as I say, because it's so easily disproven.